Welcome back to the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. So we are broadcasting live at the very super amazing Daytona International Speedway. This fine gentleman joins me right now, Tyler Reddick, number 8 Caterpillar Chevrolet with Richard Childress Racing. And I know he's ready for the new season. My man, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Really excited to be here. As you said, there really isn't a better stage for us to start our season, and what better way to start it than with, you know, qualifying day on this past Sunday, the duels tonight, and then our Daytona 500 this coming Sunday.
All right, let's take a step back. Did you get a vacation? Did you chill out? No.
No, okay, time off.
So what were we doing in December and January exactly?
We won Xfinity Championship for the second year in a row on the Xfinity side, and that kind of messes up your next month that you have.
But that's a good problem.
Yeah, it's a great problem to have. Then you got to try and squeeze in a little bit of time for family at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then as soon as we were done with that, we were trying to get nursery, everything set up complete. And then my son came on the 18th of January. So it's just been nonstop, it seems like, since Homestead. And it hasn't really felt like we've had one off season.
Well, congratulations, man, on the new baby.
Yeah, thank you.
So when did we sleep? Last November? When did this happen?
I got a little bit of sleep in. I felt like I had to catch up on sleep after the season ended. But, yeah, right now I don't really need a lot of sleep, but that's okay. I'm getting used to it.
I like it. Do you, as you said, not much time off, but, hey, this week is pretty much starts the new season. Do you sit down and you go, look, I want to accomplish this, this, and this. Do you do that, or you're like, hey, let's see what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to set expectations. That's what we did last year on the Xfinity side. But we know when you come here to the Cup level that it's going to be a lot more difficult. You're racing against, just as many good teams, if not more, and obviously a lot better drivers that have won Cup Series races. And a lot of the drivers that we'll have on these plate racetracks or super speedways, they've all, in some way or another, know what they're doing out here. So that just it raises the intensity a little bit.
Okay, what do you take out of the Xfinity Series? What did you learn from that experience?
The longer races a little bit, some more green flag pit stops, getting to know some of the pit crew guys that I'll be working with on the Cup side now. Outside of that, you have some Cup drivers come in and run against you and really show you where you need to be at and where you need to work towards. So just a little bit of that. The cars are harder to drive than the Cup cars are right now. So, well, they're harder to drive by themselves, but the Cup cars are a different animal in dirty air now.
Have you sought out advice from different drivers, veterans who are older than you, like, hey, here's what I need to expect? Have you done that?
Not exactly. In today's day and age, with the SMT data that's recorded on these cars, it's pretty much live, transferred to the crew chiefs, all of our team. And as a driver, when you're off the racetrack or in the garage or, post-race, pre-race, whatever you want to do, you can look at this data of all the throttle, steering, brake, all the different traces that you have that they record inside the car. So you can pretty much pull up Kyle Busch, any of these veteran drivers and see what they do in the race car in certain situations, and all see it live played out in a program. So you can pretty much just learn from the best without even really having to talk to them. It's a lot different. It's still important to have some relationships with those guys, but it's a totally different ballgame.
Okay, who are some of your favorite drivers growing up that you looked up to?
It's hard not to look up to the guys like Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, Dale Sr., Dale Jr. were big ones. Jimmy Johnson was a driver that was kicking tail really, when I was, coming up and getting ready to come into the NASCAR world. He's done really good. Kyle Busch is another one that just tenacious driver. He didn't start winning championships until a few years ago, but he was always a threat at pretty much every race you'd go to, and he was always really fast and always pushing the envelope. So those are some of the guys, and there's been a lot of good drivers that have come through the Cup Series, but those are just to name a few.
Okay, what's the best way, Tyler, to describe you as a driver? Can you put something on it?
Very aggressive. If one word, yes, aggressive, but that's the way I've always learned from my mistakes, is just to make those mistakes, and hopefully, when I recover and go on to making the next attempt at the next set of corners, I haven't wrecked the car at that point. So that's just the way I go. I don't really creep up to anything, whether it's, the short tracks or the super speedways that we have here at Daytona. So it's the way I've always gone about it.
How would you like to improve here on the new season? Look, I know it's hard to answer these type of questions, but what do you need to get better at?
Definitely the short tracks. Some of the road courses just need to be more consistent, hit my marks. And when you're having to downshift, hit gears, apply the right amount of brake pressure, lap after lap for all the different corners, it takes a little bit different feel with the changes in elevation. Are you going uphill? Can you be aggressive? Are you coming downhill and have to watch out for wheel hop? So those are the things you have to kind of keep in mind But with this Cup Series, we'll have more races, and you know, I have to clean up those tracks I'm not great at over the stretch for sure.
How important is it, communication with your team out there? I know you sometimes you got to go with your gut, you got to go with your instincts, but what about the communications, the guys in your ear who are trying to help you out?
The way I've always gone about it is I may be aggressive driver at nature, but above all else, I always listen to what my crew chief, my spotter, what my team says. If they tell me to do something, that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I'll shift focus to the best of my ability to accomplish that. So I may go for it, and it may seem like I don't really listen that well to my team, but I pretty much do whatever is asked of me. But, you know, I try my best, and I sometimes try too hard at it.
No, it's okay, man. I completely understand. We're here with Tyler Reddick, does a great job, number 8 Caterpillar Chevrolet with Richard Childress Racing. Tell us about the race team, Richard Childress, and what they brought to the table for you.
Yeah, you know, everyone at Chevrolet, you know, the RCR, Chip Ganassi Racing, you know, Hendrick Motorsports have all been working really hard on this this new body that's come this year for the Cup Series with Chevrolet to make it the best they can for a one-year span that they're going to have this redesigned Chevy Camaro ZL1 1LE. So we're working really hard. So the expectations been raised a little bit. They think we're going to do a little bit better on a lot of the racetracks where we seem to have struggled at. And, you know, obviously with RCR, they're wanting to get back to their winning ways. They didn't win a race last year in the Cup Series. But, you know, we're going to have to work hard to get there. It's not just going to be a given. It's not going to be easy. But, you know, me and my team that I brought with me from the Xfinity side are very up for the challenge.
That's really cool. All right. What does the Daytona International Speedway mean to you? I point because I look at the actual track. What's it mean to you, buddy?
You know, it's I've you know, been to Cup races at a few different tracks. You know, Bristol is the first one. This one was the second I set. Lanao, knocked down back straightaway, grandstands, and watched Matt Kenseth win this race, I think, in 2009. So, rain-shortened event was a lot of fun, but NASCAR is what I always grew up watching. It's, I guess, primarily, you know, as a young driver growing up, it's the top of what I thought my range or what I would shoot for would be. I never thought I'd get here, but to have this opportunity is huge. And for me to win, to win, you know, an Xfinity Series race here, Truck Series race here in the spring both, I know the last step, the Cup Series race is the hardest, but no other drivers won in all three series here. And for a young guy like me, that would be a really crazy way to further staple it. And it's also really cool to have the closest finish in NASCAR Series history here, you know, 2 years ago in the Xfinity Series.
If a teenager comes up to you and goes, what's it like driving on this track? What's your advice for him?
Driving around this racetrack is actually kind of peaceful and calming. Racing around this racetrack 3 wide at 200 miles an hour is a whole different story, though.
So if you're by yourself, it's very easy.
It's relaxing, yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Is there a way we can follow you on social media?
Yeah, just at my name, Tyler Reddick.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, it's real simple. Nothing fancy. No, you know, nickname to follow on Instagram or the social media channels. Just my name.
I like it. You keep it simple. What would it mean to you to win here at this track here in 2020?
It would mean everything. You know, like I kind of talked about, I got my first NASCAR, I guess, Premier Series or National Series win here in the Truck Series. You know, I got my my first start with Junior Motorsports a couple years ago, I got my first Xfinity Series win here, and it was the closest finish in NASCAR history. So to top it off by winning a 500 or winning here when we come back in August would be awesome, because no other driver's done all three. So I know that there's some guys out there that if they just hop in a truck, they could add their name to that list, but it's really cool to be, you know, right there on the cusp of being somebody that no one else has been able to accomplish all three before.
That is awesome, man. That's a great answer. It really is. Okay, before I let you go, what do you drive day to day? I need to know.
Well, right now I just I'm primarily driving the 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 that I got from Chevrolet. Before then, when I was Xfinity driving, I had a 2500 2019 that I loved, and I've got to figure out what to do with it. But my toy is Camaro ZL1 1LE, which we're going to be driving this year in the Cup Series, so it kind of works out.
That is really cool.
I didn't get it. I had to go out and pay for it myself.
It's okay, man. You're not alone. Most Americans have to do that.
Yeah, that's normal.
Hey, Tyler, it's very nice meeting you, and good luck here on 2020.
Yeah, thank you very much.